91. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax Full Service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Good morning from the KIIC Weather Center. This weather update for all of southern Iowa is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. They're open now on South Main. A sunny day today, a breezy day, your high around 60, a little cool down on your Sunday, the high around 44, and Monday is high 42 and breezy.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner as we've crash landed here high above the beautiful historic Albia Square on this sun-dripped Saturday morning. And are you feeling the madness? Hey, if you're a Cyclone fan, you certainly are. And if you're a Hawkeye fan, you certainly are the extremes of madness. Cyclone fans, the madness that was felt in Hilton South last night. Watching that, we got this issue at the border. Not the southern border, the southern border of Iowa, because it's been a caravan of Cyclone fans that have traveled south and have taken over Kansas City. And man, if you're the governor of Missouri and the mayor of Kansas City, you are Jerry Maguire-ing it, because you are seeing show me the money, because Cyclone fans, and watching the scene outside and the fans that were outside, the money that was being spent there, man, alive. The governor of Iowa is calling right now to put guards at the border to stop the flow out. And I have a feeling that maybe next week, the state of Nebraska, which, you know, there's different levels of mental state, that would be in there. Just giving my Nebraska fans a little tease there, Coach Winger. It sounds like, and we'll talk with Bill Seals here in a second, Cyclone fans, about the madness you're feeling and the hopes that arrive here with March Madness. Hawkeye fans, you have a different level of madness, at least on the men's side. A little mad about the results here at the end of the season, and we'll talk with Tom Caker as well. So, Hawk Cyclone fans, we've got a lot of madness to talk about here this morning. And part of that madness is what we're going to do right here on Stump the Chumps. And I got a mad scientist that's going to be putting all these brackets behind the scenes and probably stealing another victory this year, and that is Joe Millage as we get ready for Stump the Chumps.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out how many years we've been doing this, but here we go again. Stump the Chumps coming back. Yeah. And, you know, last year we added the women's bracket, and wasn't that a smart move, especially
Jan Kroll came up with that idea. I want to give it out to who deserves the credit for that. But Jan was only stealing my original thought. Because if you remember correctly, on our very first Stump the Chumps, in a mad dash out of my office to get on the air on that Wednesday night as we were breaking that we're going to do this crazy thing called Stump the Chumps, I print off my brackets to get up here in time to realize that it was the women's bracket that I brought with me. So it was, yeah, it was like the beginning of something that was yet to begin.
Yeah, you were dropping papers along the way and just were not organized at all.
No.
Pretty uncommon, but yeah, we added the women's bracket last year, and what great timing. I mean, I think there's going to be just as much interest in the women's bracket this year as there would be in the men's. But it's a great year to be a basketball fan in the state of Iowa, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be apparent that Iowa and Iowa State on the women's side are going to make it into the tournament. Drake is in the men's tournament. The Hawks will be in the NIT, and this is going to be a fun March, buddy boy.
This is a year, Jason. I think that you know, obviously Iowa on the women's side, they have a chance to run the table here. But I think this is a year that Iowa State will not disappoint us. Remember that 3-15 matchup when three-seeded Iowa State lost to a number 15 seed when they had high hopes. I was going back last night and just looking at the Tim Floyd era. And, you know, the Cyclones had a few runs back then before he left to go coach in the NBA. But I think this is a year that the Cyclones are not going to disappoint. And some of the sportscasters have said, you know, I think we've been overlooking this Iowa State team a little bit. They could be your Cinderella.
Well, that is one good reason why I would not pick the Cyclones right now, because Joe Milich just predicted it. No, with all due joking aside, I'm with you, man. And we're going to talk with Bill Seals here in just a second. You know, the home of the Cyclones right here at KIIC. The way they've looked in this tournament this entire season, you hit them in February, and this team certainly started to look like a team. And if you watched them the last three ball games, man, they're playing as well as anybody in the country. And then they're going to get a two seed. And if you thought Kansas City was taking over, what's going to happen next week when the Cyclones will be playing in Omaha?
Yeah, that is going to be nuts. People trying to get tickets, you know, not reporting for work, watching the game during the week. It is going to be nuts. No doubt about it.
You know, the loss production in this country during these first few, you know, the first week is really got everyone's eyes, and and whether you're a fan or not, you're sitting around waiting for Cinderella to get her slippers. But the production that's going to be lost, you know, as a business owner, you know, I'm thinking about the time that is down, and you know, you can't get that back. So tell us a little bit.
We kind of need that, though, Jason. We need inflation to go down a little bit. So I think if we lose a little production, it might drop the inflation numbers.
No, Millage. It's production that's going to get us out of this mess. But, you know, one thing we don't do well is outside of Jacob Briggs here behind the KIC studios is produce. But we're putting together as a Stump the Chumps. And yep. Once again, it's a great collaboration of putting the community first. And, that is community first.
Yeah, Community First has been with us all along the way, over probably now $25,000 raised. So here's the gist, folks. You don't have to know anything about basketball to go in and play. It's free. It's free, and it's free to play both the men's bracket and the women's bracket. And for every person who plays for free, Community First Credit Union donates $1. And once again this year, back to a vets organization. It's back to CJ3, so they'll be the benefactor. Yeah.
Good stuff, and we'll be putting those brackets out. The brackets will be released tonight or on Sunday night, sometime around 7 or 8 o'clock. We'll actually get the brackets. But when's the last straw that can be stirred?
On Thursday, about Thursday morning, I think we cut it off at 10 a.m. So. You know, last year we had, I can't remember exactly the numbers. It was around 1,600 played the men's bracket, about 1,300 played the women's bracket. And so in that amount of time, those four short days, we get a ton of people that fill their bracket out. Again, we have some great prizes. We'll talk about those later, but we have some great prizes once again this year. And so, again, play for free, play for fun, play against your friends and neighbors and see how they do, or your coworkers at work. work, and a buck for your entry, a buck goes to CJ3. So the more that play, the more that our vets benefit.
What kind of effect will Caitlin Clark have on this?
Oh, my word. I'm just so anxious to see how people fill out those brackets. I can't imagine very many people picking somebody other than Iowa to win it all with Caitlin.
Well, I think it also brings more interest. You know, people want to pay attention. After watching the run last year, I think you're right. I would be shocked if the numbers are not better for the women's than the men's side brackets this year. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Buckle them up. Here we go, buddy. And we'll get you in at the end of the hour, and we can talk a little bit about who the chumps are and maybe a little more breakdown. And then I also, you know, reminded me of when I was carrying my papers across on that first Wednesday and then blowing across the courtyard. It also reminds me that in a couple of weeks we're going to have the great Easter egg hunt.
We are back again as well. The KIIC Great Golden Easter Egg Hunt will be 2 weeks from today, just right after your show at 10 a.m. We've got to, you know, give you time to get down to participate. For the little ones out on the courthouse lawn, we'll have a great stockpile. The bunnies will leave a great stockpile of eggs. And again, that's 2 weeks from today, 10 a.m. But the night before, and you're helping with this as well, Jason, we did this last year, especially for you know, those early Easters. We don't do the Friday night night light Easter egg hunt. We'll bring that back, but we're going to do the movie theater buyout again, basically, where each ticket is just $2. They'll have Ghostbusters, which will just be in its second weekend, and so that will be Good Friday Night Ghostbusters, $2 ticket, and also a $3 snack pack, which includes a drink, popcorn, and a snack at the theater. So all in, you're spending $5 for a person at the theater that night.
I think that might be a difficult seat, just like the ones that'll be found over in Omaha and Iowa City for the first round of the NCAA tournaments. Good stuff.
Touche. Yep.
All right, little buddy, we got to get running fast.
Yes,
I got Coach Todd Ratliff in the house. Coach Hill's going to join us here in a moment. Cyclone Hawkeye fans, we're going to get your madness on as Tom Kicker's going to join us at the bottom half of the hour. Bill Sills will come here, and we'll talk about Hilton South and what Omaha might look like next week when we come back to the fastest hour on all the radio. Buckle them up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner. Stay right here.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
How would you like $50? How would you like it if $50 was donated to a local food bank? At Community First Credit Union, we can make both happen with our Drive Forward Give Back program. When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with us, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we donate $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. It's the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's Michelle Book of Food Bank of Iowa. When our trucks roll into town, we're here to deliver food and hope for your neighbors. We're here to stock local pantries and meal sites. And most of all, we're here to support your community. Learn more at foodbankiowa.org.
They are open now. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton, where they take care of more than oil changes and tires, though they're good at that. They also do brake service, battery replacement, and even wheel alignment. They get it done quick, and they get it done right. After work and before the game, they'll get you back on the road in your lane. They're Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Make an appointment today. Call 641-774-2586. Get it done quick and get it done right.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
We're talking a little madness, March Madness, and somebody gets a little madness going on here, and in the most beautiful sense of it is a guy that likes to run, and coaches like to run. March is the time when that comes to life. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Stayed up late last night, watched a Cyclone game, which meant I was up for 2 more hours because I was pacing back and forth.
It was fun to watch, man. Yeah, and it was like a track show. They are fast. They're relentless, man. And it's a deeper team than I think people think about.
The passing of Iowa State is what blew my mind. Just watching them, put that ball in between two arms and two legs, from two different opponents over and over again, and then that extra pass at the end for those layups inside. Your shooting percentage goes way up when you're shooting a layup. So it was fun to watch.
Well, Thursday was a lot of fun for you guys, you ladies. Tell us a little bit about Thursday.
Yeah. Ooh, Thursday was a blast. I got up Thursday morning, and, we're on spring break, so Kim was like, you got to get out and do something, because, it was 7:15 in the morning, I'm pacing, excited, ready to go, and, the ladies did not disappoint. We're missing a few because of spring break, which is good. They're having that time with their family, which is super important. But those that were able to make it just came out of nowhere. One of the things that I'm most excited about this year is the youth of our team and the willingness to do things they haven't done before. We've got some freshmen out that have never been out for track before. We've got six hurdlers going to be fighting for 4 spots on a shuttle hurdle team.
Whoa.
We were 75th out of the 75 2A teams that ran it last year. I tell you right now, we're not going to be 75th this year. These Sophie Heeman, Aubrey Fisher, Aaliyah Hood, Avery Castor, Sophia Hopkins, Avery Major. We've got 6 girls that can hurdle. So now it comes down to some foot speed in between and how the form develops. And they understand that the last 2 weeks of practice, they've been working hard. So we were 1.5 seconds out of winning the title in that. Got fourth place. It was 3 teams within that 1.5 seconds. But that was just amazing. The 4x8 team. We know about Abby George. She's a multi-time state qualifier, great 800 runner. We know about Serene Thompson. And Serene came in quicker this year than what she's come in to the season running an 800, so super excited about that. We know McKenna Montgomery is kind of a beast in everything that she does on the track. But little Millie McEnich, she last year was a 303 800 runner at her peak, her best race. She went to the Iowa State meet, ran in the 4x8 with 2 other freshmen and Avery Major. And all 3 of the freshmen PR'd in their 800s. I think, they're just doing so much more of the pre-practice, warm-up, conditioning, post-practice, cool-down, that their cardiovascular endurance is greater now than it was maybe all of season last year. But Millie dropped 6 seconds off her PR at Iowa State, dropped another 6 seconds off her time for 2:51. So just, it's mind-blowing how hard she's working that 4x8 without Avery Major, who's spending some time in the warm sun in Florida, ran a 10:40. So, when I looked at the watch when that was done, because I root for him at meets, and, if Coach Beal's watch doesn't start on time, then we're going to miss the times, because there's no way I can stay focused enough to actually click lap each time they come around. But that was amazing. Our sprinting core looks quicker as well. We, out of the 9 teams in our division, it was an 18-team meet. We had, Bondurant and Roosevelt and Fort Madison, Davis County, who's much larger this year, 3A school this year for track. Our California mile came in third, and that's an 8x200, which is just a crazy fun race to watch, because you've got 6 lanes of 8 yeah. runners in each relay, so that's 48 kids jockeying for batons on a 200-meter track. It's spectacular. But our D-Med looked really good. Janelle Clark ran a really solid 400 in that, and it was able to take first place. And then our 4x4, Aaliyah Hood, PR'd in her 800 up at Iowa State, and she PR'd by 5 seconds. Went from a 72 to a 67 in her 400 already. Just the work that she's putting in is pretty astronomical. And some of our other young ones, Mania Autry, Hannah DeVore, both running really hard. Regan Carter, PR'd in 800, PR'd in a 200 at this meet. She's really versatile. So with the leaders we have to help lead these youngsters, I'm excited. I mean, I sent out a remind first thing on Thursday morning, and it started with whoop whoop, you know, because I'm ready to go. You know, and coming off that Iowa State meet where McKenna Montgomery finished second in both the 1500 and the 3000 to Hillary Traynor, who's the girl who won the state cross country meet. Yeah. You know, she posted times within a second of her PRs last year at state, which were 13 seconds faster than she'd ever run in the 3000 and 7 seconds faster than she'd ever run in the 1500. And she came into the season right there on those marks. So, you know, Avery Major came into the season with her fastest 800 up at Iowa State that she's come into a season with. And, you know, the way that the team is working together. And I talked to you a little bit before.
Yeah, what was it? You're shaking your head. You know, you were in a little bit of disbelief. And
So again, sometimes if people were to sit and watch me at my kitchen table as I put a roster together, they might think I have no idea what I'm doing, which could be true.
Well, that's what Jacob was saying.
What I was trying to do was reward these kids for the work they've put in and get them as many events as possible. Well, we know the weather's going to be perfect at an indoor meet. It's going to be 66 degrees and no wind. And so after about 3 hours of rearranging, we were able to get every athlete in the four events, which is good, but you don't really plan on every athlete completing every event, especially maybe sometimes some younger ones. They haven't gone through the trauma of running this hard this early in the season. But at the end of the day, Coach Hill and I looked at each other and I said, "Do you have anybody miss?" He's like, "I don't have anybody miss." So we had every athlete complete every event. Yeah. I mean, that's with our JV runs and just it's a mathematical anomaly for me to think about how proud of them I am of them for getting through them.
Yeah, you know, it explains. So I'm finishing up my run last night, and it was probably about 8 o'clock, and I'm finishing up my run, or it wasn't quite 8, but the sun was just about ready to go down, and I'm pulling the alley after a nice run, feeling pretty good. And I hear this little voice, you know, and I turn around like, who's, you know, where's that voice coming? It was Serene, and she said, how you doing? She's walking home because she was stiff, and she was going to walk backwards uphill and she went on to say how excited she was at all these different events that some she'd never done before, right? But man, was she saying she was tired, buddy. So, you know, the lactic acids, the girls, they got their work in. But it was a smiling face because she was excited about the different races she got to do. And yet, man, she was still a little stiff.
Yeah, so when you looked at the roster, back-to-back events, she was in the 55 shuttle relay, which is like a playground race. You, like, get to the line and you say go, and they go. There's no baton. There's no handoff. There was no brake line. It was on their honor system. You know, it's obviously not a sanctioned event, but Davis Idol from Pekin is the man. He lets them do things like that. So Serene anchors the 55 meter coming out of blocks, right? So you've got one of the top five all-time milers in program history 55. Coming out of the blocks. Very next event, she anchored the distance medley with the 1600 meter. Right. So like I said, if you saw me putting lineups together, you might think I don't know what I'm doing, but yeah, Serene had a really good meet.
Well, an impressive sometimes here too. And, you know, to start the season this way, good stuff. And having fun. By the way, running is a lot of hard work that is a lot of fun. It to me, it's like people use this running as like the stick. And for crazy people like us, it becomes a carrot.
Yeah, you know, and it is so different. I was reading in Habakkuk the other day, and, you know, the issues that were going on there, and thinking about life, and then thinking about how can I relate what I was reading to life, and I related to athletics, because I saw Serene and Reagan out running yesterday. I think they got 35 or 40 minutes in, and I know she'll probably be out running today, and McKenna's doing the same thing, and Avery's running in Florida, and Sophie Heeman was doing hurdles in Minnesota. The time, you know, we want that carrot.
Yes.
And there's two ways to get it. There's not.
No, there's only one way
to get it. And that's to put those hidden hours of work in when nobody's looking, you know. And as a society, as an employee, as an athlete, you know, we do that hidden work so that when the time comes, we're prepared and we're ready.
And you know, carrots are kind of boring. If you really think of, you know, trying to change my diet from, you know, a discipline, right? You change your diet, and you know, I love dips, right? And some of the dips are fairly healthy for you, but you can't eat a healthy dip with a bad chip. So you know, you try to find something, and a carrot can be really boring. It's when, you know, in life, when you make the stick, which is what people, you know, they say, well, you got to move people with stick. Well, when you make the stick your carrot and you do the boring, you get a pretty big reward. The taste comes to life. And to me, that's where athletics, when you really get in, is that the discipline of athletics, the discipline of life, it's when you find that to be the carrot. That's when you really start to.
Yeah, you know, and I know Coach Hill's going to talk about it. We had 14 lifetime PRs at our first meet of the season with the team, and you know, it's just so fun to watch them work, and then get that reward. And it's not about being the best, it's about being your best. And we told the girls, hey, we have two things that must happen tonight. One, be your best, whatever your best is right now here tonight. And two, make sure you're having fun. I've got a smiler check on our team this year, and I'm not going to say who it is, but she's supposed to just get right up in my grill if I'm not smiling when I'm around the track team. And so I really appreciate her being willing to do that for me, because I want to let them know I'm happy. Sometimes I don't smile on the outside, even though I'm happy on the inside. So my goal this season is to show that happiness on the outside while I'm with them.
Good advice. Hey, we're going to take a time out. We're coming back. Coach Hill's on deck, and then Tom Kaker's going to join us. We're going to talk some Hawkeye madness. And Cyclone fans, yep, you're feeling it. You are feeling the madness. And get this little stat here, Cyclone fans. Hawkeye fans, you can have a little envy like I have, is that you know what the record for the Cyclones is in the Big 12 championship? 5-0, baby. Can they make it 6? Well, we'll find out when we come back to the Fast Hour on the radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Hi, I'm Austin Widmer.
And I'm Andy Widmer with Widmer Auction, LLC. We will be conducting our 9th annual Spring Machinery Consignment Auction Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m. at 2122 470th Avenue, north of Deep River. If you have farm machinery, livestock equipment, trucks, tractors, trailers, ATV, lawn equipment, and more to sell at auction, call Widmer Auction at 641-660-9264. All items will be advertised online at their Facebook page and at equipmentfacts.com. Call Widmer Auction to place your items in the Spring Machinery Consignment Auction coming up Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m. The number is 641-660-9264. Check out the auction online at equipmentfacts.com. And don't forget to follow Widmer Auction on Facebook today. Also, don't forget, we are your local Auction Time representative.
See you at the auction.
Do your brakes sound like this? Or maybe more like this? It's time to make an appointment before you hear this. Make an appointment today at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Quick Lane is on Main, just one block south of the square. All auto maintenance is at Quick Lane. Brakes, batteries, belts, tires, and even hoses, they do it all. Make an appointment today, 641-774-2586. Get it done quick and get it done right. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton.
Let's keep our conversation on the oval and jump over to the head coach, Coach Darren Hill. Part of the dynamic duels of track here in Albion on the guy's side. Coach Hill, tell us a little bit about your week, buddy.
Good morning, Jason. How are you this morning?
Well, always better than I deserve, my friend, but it's been a fast week, so can you give us a fast rundown?
Sure can. You know, we're over at Pekin on Central, but it's Pekin hosted me on Thursday. And we took 14 of our 16 members, got a couple on spring break, but 14 kids over there and just had, as Coach mentioned, just had a great time. Kids giving whatever they've got and smiling and enjoying the day and running events that they've never heard of. And just, it was a really, really fun meet for me as a coach, and I know the kids enjoyed it. We kind of have a different look this year. Not only are we really, really young, 10 out of our 16 are freshmen or sophomores, but we're running some distance races, and I'll be honest with you, as a coach, I'm not used to running a lot of distance stuff. we opened up with a 4x8 with four freshmen, and three out of the four had personal records. Dylan Reno and Guy Sample, who's never run track before, and Brendan Lehart, and they all ran personal records in the 800 there with that. And then we come back and we ran a. They ended up getting sixth. 4x2 came back, and we've got some quick kids. We need to get a little quicker, but we've got some quick kids too, and ended up third there. Then we run that distance med, and I know Coach talked about that. not only did the Albion boys put in one event, we put in two into that race. So again, we're covering some miles with those kids. But and again, Dylan Reno led off that. Eric Dershad led off the other one. Personal records in the 1200, which isn't a normal event that we run, but they run the college D med. So. The first one runs a 1200, and then we get into the second leg with an 800. And the guy Sample, who had a personal record in his 4x8 in the 800, comes back and beats that by 4 seconds in his second 800 of the night.
4 seconds?
Yeah. So, you know, and he's a young kid. He went out for cross country. He'd never run track before. So, you know, it was neat to see him and those young kids. I told those four young kids. And that was in that 4x8. I said, "You guys stay out and stay together and push each other. You're going to be special to watch in a couple of years." And they gave me that smile. So I'm hoping that they'll hold each other accountable and keep out. And you know, and then we come back with an 800, and then 400, and then we run the mile at the end. So, but yeah, we had two legs of that, and our California mile. Which is, as Coach mentioned, was eight people running one lap around. It looks crazy. Looks like cockroaches when you turn the light on, but it is a great race, a lot of fun to watch, and ended up second there with Dominic Devers and Yarkowski and a freshman in Bo Buckingham, and Ethan Stalzer, who runs a pretty good 800, also runs a pretty good 200. So, you know, he's going to get twos, fours, and eights again this year, and maybe an occasional mile if we feel like we need to get him a little bit more, but not very many of those this year. Ryan Little, pretty decent high jumper. He comes back and runs a 200 for us, and Heeman and Reno and Wilson. So you got a kid that ran a 800 and then ran a 1200 and then come and ran a 200, and then he finished the night with a 400. So just a great night for the kids and to be able to run whatever it is we had them run. I can honestly say this is probably the first meet that a kid did not come up and say, "Hey, do I have to do this?" And it's amazing. You know, matter of fact, the only thing I had is I had a kid that wanted to run something else, wanted to run another event. You know, so it is really, really fun. And we closed the night with the 4x4. We took 14 young men up there, and we ran three 4x4s.
Wow.
We ran 12 kids ran a 400. So, you know, just it was so much fun to watch them and compete. And that's what I told them at the beginning. I don't care what your times are this early. I want you to compete. And we have a bunch of kids on both sides that want to compete. And that's what it's about. That's what life's about. You know, you're competing every day in life. And, but just go compete with yourself, and then you obviously have the opportunity to compete against somebody that you don't get a practice against. So just go have fun, compete, and do what you do, and the times will take care of themselves. And they're working hard, and they're going to see the successes just because they're working so darn hard, and they're willing to do whatever it is that we're asking of them as coaches. So a great group of kids, and, you know, it's as Coach mentions, I'll guarantee you, if not all of these kids, I'll bet you all these kids get out and run this weekend. It's just that's just what it is and how they operate, and that's one of the reasons why they're going to be successful not only in track but in life.
That's a good one, Coach. Hey, a home meet Thursday the 21st, the only one they're going to have all year. So folks, get out and see these kids compete, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And they're having fun. having lots of fun, and we'll be there the 21st at the track meet. The guys and girls will be here competing, and so get out and watch them. Coach Darren Hill, thanks so much, Coach, and I know you catch on to madness. Get your brackets filled out, buddy, and they'll be like mine, probably get busted. But that is Coach Darren Hill on the other line. Coach Todd Routh stopping by. And here in a second, Hawkeye fans, get ready. Dr. Feelgood's coming your way. Tom Caker. We're going to talk about the mad and the madness that coexist in Iowa City. And Cyclone fans, oh, yeah, you all mad because you're feeling it. Will we get another Big 12 title? Well, we'll find out tonight. You'll get it right here, the home of the Cyclones, KISC. Stay right here.
Whether you're expanding your operation to meet growing demand, investing in new technologies to maximize your yields, or simply safeguarding your farm for future generations, Bank Iowa can help you take the next step towards solidifying your operation's continued success. So anything you can imagine, let's make it happen. Bank Iowa, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Michelle Book of Food Bank of Iowa. When our trucks roll into town, we're here to deliver food and hope for your neighbors. We're here to stock local pantries and meal sites. And most of all, we're here to support your community. Learn more at foodbankiowa.org.
Who doesn't like a good win-win? When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with Community First Credit Union's Drive Forward Give Back Special, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we give $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. That's $50 for you and $50 for good, the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back in. Back into the Coach's Corner. Let's jump on the old phone line, catch up with Dr. Feelgood himself, your Hawkeye fans. Tom Cakert's going to join us. Tom, the mad and the madness that exists here in March for Hawkeye fans. And we got them both. We got the mad and the madness. The madness around the ladies and Caitlin Clark. And we'll talk about that. But how about the mad? I mean, you got the baseball team outside of a big win yesterday. The wrestling. And now the men, there's some madness in Iowa City, but there's also a little bit of mad going on.
Well, don't forget we got some madness with the Iowa women's wrestling
team. Oh, yes, that's true. We're talking with Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, we lost you just for a moment. The phone just went snappity-pat. Now I got you.
Yeah. It seems like something hit with Fran and company. Some anger has hit the Iowa fan base with Fran McCaffrey and company.
Yeah, you know, is apathy going to just that? You know, there was this apathy with the falling on the men's program, but, that can oftentimes turn to mad.
It's not apathy because people are mad.
They seem to be mad
about it.
Right.
That's not apathy.
That's exactly right.
Apathy is when, nobody's even talking about it. You know, it's not apathy.
So now what do you do with this? Because, you have a hard time firing a coach who is coming off. Right.
There's no reason to fire. None. No reason.
So how does the problem get solved?
They've won to four straight NCAA tournaments.
And should be five.
If the COVID year didn't happen, they would have went to the NCAA tournament that year. And, you know, that's where I get the frustration that, well, Iowa fans have put this standard upon the program that, and they keep saying, well, it'd be different if they'd made a Sweet 16. So one trip to the Sweet 16 would solve every problem with Iowa basketball, and people wouldn't be frustrated or that they were not in the tournament this year. Come on. It's excuse making at a high level for fans. Just say you're frustrated with the way the team's played, and you're kind of, you know, I do think there's some staleness to things, for sure. But that happens anywhere, you know, with anything, when you're there for a long period of time.
Well, I just don't see really changing. Four straight, make it five NCAA tournament trips. There's only a handful of teams in the country that have done that. You've got three players drafted in the NBA. Three All Americans. This program has tasted the brink of success, yet just can't push through oftentimes in those big moments.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, they haven't had that breakthrough for whatever reason.
Tom, also, the effect is having, if you're a Hawk fan and, you know, if you're a diehard Hawk fan, you can't stand maybe what's taking place down in Kansas City right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you see where you're at, and then you see that. Does that have any play on it?
I don't know. You see, Iowa State fans get mad when Iowa has great football success and want to fire their coach. I haven't seen Matt Campbell's name thrown around being fired, you know?
NIT, Tuesday night at Carver, yeah. Bradley, you think?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Probably going to. I mean, they haven't said it yet, but it seems like that's pretty much a logical opponent for them, because they want to, you know, they're probably trying to save a few bucks on travel. They can put those guys on a bus from Peoria to Iowa City and get there in, you know, 2.5 hours, and away you go. Play a game Tuesday night. Now they'd have some complications if Iowa wins Tuesday and they would potentially host. There'd be a problem on Saturday or Sunday. To host a game, there would be an issue there because of the women. It's going to be interesting whether if the women play on Friday, Sunday, or Saturday, Monday. I kind of think they're going to do the Saturday, Monday. Because Monday, you're not competing.
True.
In the men's tournament, and you put Caitlin on in prime time.
Yep.
I kind of think that's the direction they'll end up heading, but I don't know anything. No, nothing.
Let's try your luck on the other side.
Here's what I do know. The games are going to be sold out. I'll boldly predict that the Iowa women's basketball games are going to be sold out.
Within 30 minutes, and I think that as soon as you know, whether or not it's Albany, and or Portland, right? But I think they're going to get the number two overall pick. Yeah. I do, and so then that site's going to sell out immediately as well.
Yep, everything's going to be sold out. So and it's going to be interesting. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun time for the Iowa women's basketball team. See if they can get another run to the Final Four. But it's going to be challenging because, you know, they're going to have some tough teams starting with that second game. I mean, there's some good 8-9 potential 8-9 teams out there too. And some four seeds that are really good. It's going to be an interesting bracket to look at tomorrow night.
Well, Tom, I don't even want to think about an early exit for the ladies because as a Hawk fan, it's about the biggest hope you've got in this, in the spring. Other than we got football starting and really haven't even talked about that much, but that's knocking on the door as well. And you're going to be a busy cat.
Football starts Wednesday.
Yep.
Spring football.
Well, the madness is going to take over Iowa City. It's going to be, you know, the other thing with Saturday, Monday, you're down to where do you park people? You know, if you're at university, the school's still in session if you go that, Friday. So it may be a better.
Same issue on Friday. Yep. Same issue on Monday.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You're just going to have to, six of one, half dozen of another. And so you're just going to have to deal with it. It'll be a night game, which will help, I think, a little bit. But parking's going to be a challenge. But parking's always a challenge.
It's always a challenge. Always a challenge. So, all right, Tom, a lot to cover. Where do these junkies who are mad or feeling the madness? Where do they get their fix?
Stop by HawkeyeReport.com, part of the On3 Network, and you can join us for lots of conversations. Been a lot of women's basketball stuff. We have the coverage of the doubleheader today for the baseball team. So they're playing Western 2 against Western Illinois. A lot of women's basketball tomorrow and NIT stuff tomorrow and spring football stuff starting up this week. So we'll be busy.
All right, that's Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. And folks, there's a lot of mad and madness. I know Hawkeye fans, you need your fix. Get out there and see Tommy. He'll get filled up. That's Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Quick timeout. We'll come right back. All right, Cyclone fans, it's your turn. Bill Sills will join us right after this timeout.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Freshen up your home with a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. You'll save time on your projects because it's a premium paint and primer in one with high hiding coverage and long-lasting color. Pittsburgh Grand Distinction comes in over 700 one-coat colors. Explore all the color options in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ford Truck Month is underway right now at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella. Hi, this is Steve Akers, and if you're in the market for a new truck, Ford Truck Month is for you. Even better, you can drive off today and not pay until later, because on most new 23 F-150s, you get deferred payments for 90 days when you buy before April 2nd. This offer is subject to credit approval through Ford Credit. See dealer for details. It's Ford Truck Month right now at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella, taking care of you since 1935.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Each year, Electric Cooperatives sponsor local teachers to attend a two-day Energy in Today's Classroom course. The 2024 course is July 31st and August 1st in Jefferson City, Missouri. CBC is seeking applications for this year's course, which is sponsored entirely by the cooperative. If you're interested in applying to participate in Energy in Today's Classroom, please visit our office or call 641-932-7126 by April 1st.
Ah, they a little groove going into this. It just kind of feels right, that groove going on. You know, they were doing that down in the Power and Light District down in Kansas City last night. I think there was a whole bunch of celebration going on. We're talking mad and madness over in Iowa City, but it's strictly madness for Cyclone fans and down in Kansas City. Bill Sills joining us on the line. Dr. Feelgood for you Cyclone fans. Buddy, just talking with Tom Caker here, there's some mad going on in Iowa City, but it's all madness in the right kind of sense for Cyclone Nation. The ladies going to make the tournament. They're not sneaking in. They're running full-fledged in, and the guy is really taking the storm, and it's been a sight down there in Kansas City.
Probably even more vehicles heading down 35 right now as we speak. But, the Baylor fans were just, they were outnumbered in a big way last night. And, Houston has seemed to have a decent amount of fans down here. I'm not sure it's going to be quite as dominant one way over the other, but it's still going to be a sizable advantage, I think, tonight for for Iowa State as far as the crowd goes.
Well, regardless of what's, you know, what's inside the arena, there's going to be an equal number of Cyclone fanatics outside the arena. It's Kansas City's just getting taken over, and if you were a taxpayer in the state of Missouri, you should be sending thank you notes to the citizens of Iowa, because we are filling their coffers.
And to Brett Yormark too, this week they extend the commitment to Kansas City through I believe 2032. So this is home for a while, and four new teams coming in next year, two leaving, and then it's still going to have a presence in Kansas City. So it's going to be even crazier next year with those four coming in.
Well, Bill, I think last night is the stamping of the two seed for the Cyclones, and a certainty that now the state of Nebraska will have some tax relief coming its way, because it looks like hello Omaha and hello Cyclone Nation.
Yeah, I think so. Beating Baylor, maybe there was some speculation that Baylor could have maybe leapfrogged Iowa State and became a two and Iowa State a three, but Cyclones in convincing fashion, they took control of that game early. I believe it was like 9-1 just right off the bat, and throughout the second half they were able, a couple times Baylor looked like it wanted to rally, but Iowa State had an answer each time, and really two games so far down here that haven't really been all that close. It's surprising with the quality of competition, but they're just playing really well right now, and going to be a huge one tonight.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily associate the Cyclones with offense, but their offense came to life, and it was all predicated. It always is. This team defensively is, there's maybe only one team in the country that's better than Iowa State at defense, and that would be a subjective conversation, and that is the team they're going to play tonight. But to me, watching this team over the last month and a half, I'm becoming a believer that this team is a, hang on to yourself here, Bill, a Final Four type team. It's because this team is so stinking tough defensively.
Right, yeah, and that'll travel for sure. Omaha, wherever they end up going beyond this weekend, and I think it could come down to just how these games are called too. That's another thing. You get into the NCAA tournament and you're going to get some reps that haven't done Big 12 games all season and don't know, how it's played here. So that could be a factor too. But I mean, if Iowa State, they go out and play as well defensively as they have this season, they're still holding steady at number two in KenPom's defensive efficiency rating. Houston, by the way, number one. It's going to be a game tonight. But yeah, I mean, Iowa State number two there, and offensively has taken a huge step in Kansas City, and I think that's encouraging too, because we saw some of Iowa State's best performances on that offensive side were playing in Hilton, and now they've been able to take it onto a neutral court and kind of reproduce that, and it seems like they're back on the uptick at just the right time of the season.
Well, I know the guards are going to steal the headlines, but a guy I think that's really an important part of this next part of the run, he actually got some run last night because he wasn't in foul trouble, and that's Ward. I mean, that he can do things that there's nobody else on the roster that can.
Yeah, and he's even nursing an ankle sprain right now too that he's playing through. He had that sucker iced and wrapped in the locker room after last night's game and limping around. So yeah, I mean he's towards the end of his college career, and everything that guy has gone through to play at Iowa State, and the injuries, he had the visa issue before he could even get to town in the first place last year. So he's really given it all he's got here at the end. To do what he does, and that's score in the paint. He's added a lot to that repertoire, and then just blocking and rebounding. So a huge difference it makes to have him in there.
All right, let's jump over to the ladies' side, and I think Coach Finley's going to get a chance to taste some juju, because I think they're going to get matched up with USC, and I really like this Cyclone basketball team. I think they are going to get underseeded because of they had some struggles early on. But this team has really come to life, and I really like Coach Finley. And when you get into those difficult matchups, and I think they'll get USC in the second round.
Yeah, it's I think going into March on an uptick. Certainly, they ran into a buzzsaw really against Texas in that Big 12 final. There weren't many teams in America that would have beaten Texas in that one, but certainly encouraging what we saw out of that team before that Texas game and going into the postseason. And really now you look at that freshman class, and much of them now, after what, 30 some games that they've played, they're pretty much sophomores really in my book, with all the experience Audie Crooks, Addie Brown have, and then you've got the ultimate veteran presence in Emily Ryan kind of directing the whole show. So I think, as usual, with Iowa State, it's going to be how they get into that NCAA tournament, how they shoot the ball. But now it is nice that they can also go inside to Audie Crooks as well. Yep. So, but ultimately, I think it as usual in basketball, and especially with this team, it's going to be predicated on how well they shoot the ball. That makes it a whole lot easier.
Looks like a 8-9 seed. I think that's where you're going to find them. That's where I see different bracketologists throwing them. I think that's a lot of them seeing match them up. In that USC bracket with the chance to play USC in the second round, and I love that matchup. I really do.
Yeah. We'll have to see. Again, they're just going to need to shoot the ball well, I think, and just let the chips fall where they may. But, one thing, again, with Audie Crooks inside, not a whole lot of teams have someone like that. And just the presence that she is, the soft hands, and can really, really score the ball in the paint. And it's one thing Iowa State has not had is certainly in recent years, is someone like that going into the postseason. So she gives them a shot.
All right, Bill. We got this Stump the Chumps coming up, and I'm going to need you to fill out those brackets, both the women's and the men's. So you're going to have to get in there. We want to see. I think people will be following your lead a little bit, buddy, because we know you got all that inside information. So we'll be watching what you're putting out there. By the way, if you're a Cyclone fan and they need to get their fix, where do they find Dr. Feelgood?
Over at CycloneReport.com, the Iowa State site on the Rivals Network of Team Sites, and all kinds of great basketball coverage this weekend for you down here in Kansas City. And then, believe it or not, spring football starts next Thursday. We've got Matt Campbell and some coaches, a couple players on Monday, believe it or not, in Ames. So you're going to get your spring practice fixed on the football side next week as well. So lots of good stuff coming up for a month or a year, whatever plan you so choose.
All right, enjoy Kansas City. Can we make it 6-0 in the championship? That's Bill Seale, CycloneReport.com, and this is Jason Summers for the best producer in all the business, Jacob Briggs behind the board, reminding you, get your brackets filled out, stump the chumps, and help earn some money for our vets. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.